Doesn't it seem a bit strange that Jesus would say, shh, don't tell anyone I'm the Christ? Actually, he wanted them to realize that the Christ would come in his fullness through his suffering, death, and resurrection, and that had not yet happened. So in some sense, it's called the messianic secret, but guess what? It's no secret anymore. We are called to be people who proclaim Jesus now as the Christ, the fulfillment of God's plan to bring the human family back to the way God intended it to be from the beginning, a reflection of God's love in the world. That's what we're all called to be as members of the church. When I was asked to become the temporary pastor or a temporary administrator of St. Pius X Parish, Father Mark actually gave me a tour of this place, and so I had been here some years back, but it's changed a little bit, and there are more corridors around here than you can shake a stick at, right? I haven't gotten lost yet, but I could probably. But he gave me a key ring also, which is very important, because now with keys, I have the power, huh? I can open the doors, and I can close the doors. It's sort of exciting to get keys, isn't it? Now, you guys are probably aren't old enough yet, but soon you'll get keys maybe to drive, right? That would be kind of an important thing. Or maybe you bought a house and you get a key, and there's some sense of kind of importance when you have a key. A power and also a responsibility when we've been given keys. Today, St. Peter is given keys. Jesus says that they are the keys to the church, this church that Jesus is establishing. Now, sometimes we get kind of caught up in the idea, well, that means a building, but that's not really the kind of church Jesus is talking about here. And these are really symbolic keys that Jesus gives, because in some sense, not so much for building with actual locks and doors, but church as a community of believers, those who follow Jesus and who are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. I do some iconography work as it's been kind of my talents throughout the years, in writing icons. And so I wrote an icon of Saints Peter and Saint Paul for my home parish up in Butte, Nebraska, where I'm from, some years ago. And there's two panels. One is of Saint Peter and one is of Saint Paul. Saint Paul is presented as on the road because he was the great missionary. But he also has in his hands the scriptures because he is known to have written most of the letters in the New Testament. And on the other hand, he holds a sword, which is symbolic of his death, but it also sometimes the word of God is called a sword, sharper than any two-edged sword. Sometimes the word of God is described. And this word of God is certainly a word of God that proclaims ultimately, even in his own writings, that the kingdom of God has come. And his writings help people live that kingdom in the world that they're part of. Peter, as he was presented in that icon, is standing on rock, a rock cropping. The church is built upon him, as we hear in the gospel today. His name, Petros, means rock. It's kind of a literal meaning. And in one hand, he holds keys, as we hear presented to him, and yet they're more symbolic than they are real keys. And in another hand, he holds the scroll, because he too is known to have written several letters in the New Testament. Is the word of God, and they also helped announce and for people to live in the ways of the kingdom of God. He's attributed to writing these letters because ultimately it is this word of God that we hear proclaimed day to day and even Sunday to Sunday. It finds its completion in Jesus. And what is it that Jesus brings about is actually the kingdom of God. He inaugurates the fullness of God's kingdom, and he allows that kingdom to be opened to all who will follow him. So the keys of the church to this kingdom of God are entrusted to Peter, as we hear in the gospel today, and really to his successors down to our own day, to our own Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV. The kingdom of heaven is given and announced in our time to those who follow in the ways of Jesus. So this church was given to us by Jesus to help people to come to know that this kingdom of God that he has announced has come. The third of the luminous mysteries, so some of you are praying the rosary here this morning, the third of the luminous mysteries of the rosary that Pope St. John Paul II gave us some years back, it regularly has us pondering the third of those luminous mysteries, the proclamation of the kingdom of God. Because in some sense, our late Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, helped us to realize that there's a ministry of Jesus about proclaiming this kingdom. It's important for us to realize that it has come among us. This proclamation of the kingdom of God is not just something yet to come. It has already come to us in Jesus. And it finds its fulfillment, of course, at the end of time. But even now, we are to be evidences of that and living in evidence of the kingdom of God that we're living in. This kingdom of God was shown and proclaimed and opened by Jesus as he taught. He taught us the Beatitudes, taught us kind of our moral way of living. As he brought his healing, healing was a manifestation of God's kingdom coming, restoring the human family. He performed miracles, even showing himself to be above kind of the things of the world and even the natural things of the world, supernatural, his miracles. But ultimately, he entered into even our human suffering and even entered into death, which is our human condition, so that it might be restored to the way it was intended to be. And by his resurrection, which we celebrate every Sunday, we recognize that God's kingdom has brought us through even suffering and death to glorious resurrection life. This kingdom of God then ultimately is our destiny. It's the place where the church's doors continue to open for us as they did here today. Someone came and opened the church today, but in some sense, the church is always open to have believers come to gather so that it can be opened up. And what we celebrate then at every Mass, every time we come to this altar table, we realize that Jesus stays with us, that his kingdom is still being lived and announced by his presence with us, as he nurtures us in this gift of the Eucharist, to live the reality of his kingdom in our lives and in our world. And although at times we look at our world and we say, oh, when is this kingdom coming, huh? Sometimes we get a little discouraged. So it's not always so apparent, but that's maybe our challenge. How is it we can be people who proclaim this kingdom of God that has come as we show ways of mercy and kindness, compassion, and love in our world that so desperately needs these signs of the kingdom? So we've been privileged once again today to have been able to enter the doors of this church and to realize that the kingdom of God has come into our world, and even in this liturgy, we experience this revealing of the kingdom of God. And from here then, we will be sent out at the end of this Mass to live God's kingdom in our lives and in our world. And we are being invited then also to bring others through these doors of the church too. Yeah, there are a few empty places here in the church this morning, so maybe we are kind of invited to fill them up, huh? To invite people to also share with us this vision of God's destiny for us, so that the whole human family can know and to celebrate the kingdom of God that has come among us. This kingdom that is celebrated every Sunday when we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, offering eternal life to all who believe. So today in our Eucharist, we thank God for giving Peter the keys of the kingdom of God and for having the church opening the doors for all of us believers to enter into. And we thank God for giving the keys to the kingdom of God to the church and her leaders down through the ages, including the patron of our own parish, Pope Pius X, one of the Holy Fathers, who also was in that descendancy line from St. Peter, having received the keys to announce the kingdom of God, whose feast we're celebrating here in this parish today. His feast was on Friday, but this weekend we celebrated with our own parish picnic as a way of emphasizing again, God's kingdom has come among us through this servant of God, Pope St. Pius X. And we're thankful, too, that God continues to let his church and the church doors be opened with our Holy Father, our current Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, and also our own Archbishop, Michael McGovern, and our own pastor, Father Mark. These are all important people who help the keys of the church always be open for us, keys to this kingdom. So the keys to the kingdom of God have been given to us, and the doors of the church are opened. May we always enter in faith and live our lives as citizens of the kingdom of God.